episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's Got It. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Home Studios for episode 270 of The Mom Game. I am Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs.
Hi.
Hi. We are.
I'm here. We're all set.
We're here. We're not together, but we're together. And the reason we're not together is because I had a May mom fail when I neglected to write down something in my paper calendar. It was only in my Skylight calendar, which I highly recommend, by the way. That Henry has an award ceremony at school. Mike is out of town, and I just don't want him to not have anyone in the audience. So we scrambled, and we are remote from our home studios, and I'm probably going to pour myself a glass of Coppola Sauvignon Blanc that's right behind me because it just seems like the appropriate thing to do right here smack dab in the middle of the hell known as the month of May. Julie, welfare check. How are you?
I'm good. And yes, it is an insane amount of things for one human to handle the month of May.
Yeah.
Like, and I think when you're working, it's way harder. It's not always, but when you have all the kids stuff going insane and then you have all your work stuff too, that's when I'm exploding a little bit. Because it just feels like you can't keep up. Like, I'm not keeping up well with either one.
Yeah. Well, and two, you're still coming in. You're still reacclimating from, I mean, you were in Hawaii for a week. So I'm sure your body clock is completely jacked.
It is.
We had the mom game event at the ballpark on Tuesday night, which was so, and at Hearsay, so much fun. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But yeah, so you, first of all, I thought you were insane to take a vacation like you did in the month of May. However, if presented with the same opportunity myself, I would absolutely do it. But it does make things a little more complicated when you feel like you're trying to play catch up. So totally get it. You're here, girl. Your kids are alive. Like, they're at school right now. Like, everything is where it's supposed to be, I think, for you, maybe.
Yes, sort of.
Yeah.
Those facts are true. Yes. I am here. The kids are alive. And they are at school right now.
Yeah, you still have a husband, so, don't you? You and Kelly still
good.
Married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Killing it.
We are.
You're killing it.
We are. I know. It's a weird deal because everyone's like, how was your trip? How's your vacation? It's like, I would never do that again. But yes, it was because it was like such a cool opportunity. It was like, you can go to Kauai now or you can go to Kauai never.
Right.
And so it was like, well, I'll go to Kauai now. But it was bad timing with a lot of things going on at home and work. So like front half was work, a little bit of a work deal. Back half was home deal. So I was wondering too, like, and a lot of moms could probably relate to this or answer this question, like, can you fully escape and take a vacation as a mom? Like, is there such thing once you have kids?
No. Not until they're grown and out of the house. I mean, and they're like functioning on their own. Like, no. Because there's always things you're going to have to do. I mean, I'm leaving town for 2 days for my niece's graduation and like juggling the kids' stuff where they have to be dogs, you know, just stuff. And so, no, not until you are without pets and children. I don't think you'll ever be able to just truly unplug and relax. I mean, I take that back. If your kids are with at the right age and with the right person, people.
Yeah.
So like when my kids go, like if my kids were in Virginia with my sister, I'm not, zero worries. Not one. She's the most responsible human I know on the planet. And a close second and maybe even tied for first would be my stepsister Angie and her husband Cody. And when they keep my kids, it's like zero concerns, none. And it's not like with anyone else I'm concerned, but it's just like you're worried about.
You kind of have to micromanage.
Is everything getting done that needs to be done? Now, if they were in Virginia or in Graham, there's not shit to be done. There's no running people to practices and games and tournaments and field days and school and all that kind of stuff. So I think the answer is when they're the right age, if they're the right with the right people.
Yeah,
your age kids, it's almost impossible.
It's almost impossible. But when we've gone in July on this trip, it was a lot better. So the thought was, well, for one, it was my friend's 40th while we were there. And she's the one that is inviting everybody and choosing the date. Yes. So you can't be like, could we not do your 40th birthday, actually? Could we? Because that's not convenient for me.
Right.
And because her parents preferred to watch the kids when they're in school, because you get like 6-7 hours, whatever, alone.
I get it.
But the craziness all around the school day, I think, outweighs those 6 to 7 hours alone for a grandparent. But every grandparent's different anyway. So anyway, my parents came in town and they were with the right people, because those are the right people, but they weren't in the right setting. Had they been at the ranch or something where my mom usually likes to watch them, I would have been able to probably fully decompress, like if it was the ranch in July. But because it was May in our house with all the activities and all the things and news coming down, I'm sure we'll get to, while I was there, that was like one of those parenting things. You just really want to be there for your child. So all of that combining, it was a wonderful vacation. Kauai is still, it was my third trip there with the same group.
And I said you were in Maui. Spoiled.
I thought you were. And you said Maui. I was in Maui. I'm like, it was so funny because I was listening to y'all a little bit as I was walking in Kauai. I was like, looking at the show description, it's like, Julie's in Maui. It's like, oh, dear.
I knew it was something with an AUI.
Yeah. And if you haven't really been, like, they all kind of blend together. But the difference in the two islands is vast. It's very large, like, big difference.
It is. Okay.
And, yeah, Kauai is, I haven't been very many places, but it's the most beautiful place I've ever been. So
even
I told
with all
someone,
those chickens running around.
There's chickens running around. Yeah. Lots of chickens, lots of nay-nays. Those are a type of bird. So you had the nay-nays and the hey-hays, because the chickens are the hey-hays, like on Moana. That's what she calls the chicken friend, hey-hay. So we kept saying, watch nay-nays and hey-hays. But yeah, it was the most beautiful place. But I told someone this week at school pickup or something, I was like, it's basically like you go stress out about everything in a beautiful setting.
Right.
Like that's how it was for me, this particular trip. We did have a lot of fun. And everybody we were with was great, but it's kind of a lot of drinking and stressing, but it was good.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want to, I want to talk first about, let's hit right fast on the event that we had at the ballpark this week, which was so fun. It kind of didn't come together exactly how we wanted it to, just because some things fell through last minute, whatever. The Stars ended up playing game 4 that night. We, you know, so there were some people who had won tickets from our, you know, 5-year anniversary giveaway. And they were like, well, something came up. And I'm like, I know what came up. The Stars game 4 came up. And I don't blame you, honey. I don't blame you at all. But this was a good little test sample for us. You know, and the people at Hearsay were fantastic, had great appetizers for us. You know, we had drinks and visited with, you know, some people who weren't winners of our contest and some that were. And then went over to the game and watched the Rangers beat the Rockies 4-1. Super, super fun night. Super grateful to everyone who came. And I think that was a good little test experiment to like, okay, let's do more of these. And we're actually going to do another one at the end of this month on May 29th. It's not tied to a Rangers game, but it's tied to a pop-up concert at Troy's, which is across the street at Texas Live. So we are going to begin our next mom game night out or day out or gathering or whatever you want to call it. We probably need to think of a fun, catchy name on May 29th, which what day of the week is that? Will you look that up while I tell everyone?
I think it's a Thursday.
It a Thursday? I hope it is, because that's a good night. I feel like Tuesdays, we had the one at the ballpark on a Tuesday, which that's Tuesday's a hard day. Also, remember, it's fucking May. We talked about this. But yeah, so we're going to be at Spark.
Yeah, it's a Thursday.
Thursday. Okay, so Thursday, May 29th, we're going to be at Spark Arlington. And I went and toured Spark Arlington. It's actually in the same building as Hearsay because it's in the old ballpark, which is now Choctaw Stadium.
Yeah, and turning stuff into businesses.
I know, and I had no idea, but they have this huge 30,000 square foot office space inside the old Globe Life Park in those office buildings. It's such a beautiful space. They have, you know, they can entertain anywhere from like 10 to 150 if you need just a small, like when I think of like workspaces, I think of like little cubicles set up everywhere. This is not the case at all. They've got like a coffee bar and a, you know, a little lounge area. They've got multiple lounge areas, multiple different places where you can host, you know, a meeting for 10, a meeting for 20, a gathering of 150. They have all the amenities, you know, Wi-Fi, take your mail, mailboxes. They have a podcast studio, Microsoft casting, a video meeting room, a video bar with hybrid meeting spaces. Like I said, a kitchen.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such a great space that I had absolutely no idea even existed. Private offices and shared workspaces in a vibrant and inspiring setting designed to give entrepreneurs not just what they want, but what they need. Also, you overlook the old, you know, Globe Life Park where, you know, now I think it's the Arlington Renegades play there. So they have a football. So it's set up like a football field right now. Anyway, super cool space. So we're going to do a remote show from there on the 29th of May. And then after that, so probably thinking around 5-ish is when that thing will get going up. So if anybody wants to head out and watch us tape a show, it should be super fun. And then after that, we're going to walk across the street and go to Troy's at Texas Live, where Julie, they are doing a really fun thing where they're having these pop-up surprise concerts where you don't even know who's going to be playing.
So this is like a whole series kind of deal?
Yeah. So they've done this before. It's like an acoustic music night with a surprise headliner as part of this pop-up series. They've had people like Mike Ryan, Bowling for Soup, Dean Dillon, Stoney LaRue. So you get your tickets. You don't know who you're going to be surprised with. It's a very intimate setting there.
That's at so
Troy's.
Fun.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. We're going to tape the show at Spark Arlington on the 29th, and then we're going to head over to Troy's and take in this mystery concert. So it should be super fun.
I know. I wonder who this one will be.
I don't know, but I hope everyone will come and join us at one or both of those places.
And it's at Troy's.
It's at Troy's.
Former guest of ours.
Yes, Texas Live, Texas-Live.com to get your tickets for that pop-up concert on the 29th.
Okay, so we're going to do our show at Spark, yep. And then we're going to move over to Troy's and party.
Yes.
And everybody's invited to do both of those things.
Yes, and we'll have plenty of Coppola wine at Spark. We'll get some bites. I think Yokiro's jumping in on this where they can give some of their grab-and-go snacks. And so we'll have some
I love it.
Refreshments for everyone.
And you can like bring your laptop. Say you're not done with your work for the
day.
For
sure.
You could set up, listen to us, finish your work. I love it.
And the place where we're going to set up, I think, is like this really cool space where it's like almost like an amphitheater where it's like you can just like sit and chill. And it's got kind of like a sports theme. Anyway, if for nothing else, come and check out Spark. I mean, it's super, super cool and super versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Actually, one of my best girlfriends from college is going to be in town. She's speaking at a big conference and I invited her.
Yay.
So I think she's going to come check it out. But I'm like, that's a great situation for people like her who are traveling, need somewhere to work,
yep.
Need somewhere. You know what I mean? It's all kind of a one-stop shop.
Yeah. So come
I'm
hang
super
with
pumped
us.
For that.
Come hang with us.
Yes. And we won't probably bring kids to that one like we did.
No,
to the one
no
last
kids.
Night. We can actually dance and party and relax.
Paint. Yes. I'm going to pants and party is what I'm going to do. Okay. I can't talk already.
I
was trying to say dance and party and I just said pants and party.
Well, okay. Well, let's officially call this the pants party.
The pants party. Okay. Fine.
Yeah. Because why not?
Okay. So real life mom talk. You alluded to it a little bit earlier of a tough situation. And we actually, I feel bad because I made fun of this whole process really badly.
You did, but you shouldn't feel bad because it makes me laugh more because of how dumb it is, right? Like it's so dumb. And I went back, I was listening to some clips from just the past where you kind of were going off about this. And so basically we're referencing the, and I don't want to like go too in depth because it's like real people, right? That I love and I don't want them to whatever. Right. But we're referencing the combine that our elementary school kids participated in to make the team for fourth grade tackle football.
The team that has the cheerleaders.
8 and 9 year old boys. Yes. Tackle football in itself is a question. Like, we had Troy Aikman on and we asked him what he thought about kids playing tackle football. And he did say, right, Em? Like, he was like, if I had a boy, it would probably be at least 13, 14.
At least, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
At least. And there are some people in the camp where they're just pushing their kids away from football completely. Like, just do something else. My brother played football and he still has all these injuries. And he's like, I'm not letting my kids play at all. People who are dealing with injuries from the sport, I think, have a different perspective. But in this particular situation, it was like he's been on this little flag team for 3 years now. That same coach was heading up the tackle football. Everybody from his flag team and the other flag team, there were two flag teams. Everybody was basically presented with the opportunity to try out or to play tackle football. The interest was greater than the amount of people that the team allowed. And there wasn't enough to straight up do two teams. Also, I think this coach wanted the best boys on his team from, he wants to take the best of the two, put them on one. And then the other ones is just like, go F yourself.
So it's basically like, okay, so they do this in middle school, where it's like you have the A team and you have the B team. But this was our first exposure to it. Well, I guess not. In All-Stars, like when Henry was still playing Little League, there was like the district team or the red team and then the blue team. And you know, there's different designations based on your performance, yes, which totally get. Also, too, though,
everybody feel like it's to play, though.
But that's a body of work, right? Like, so that was right, based on the season that they had. Same thing with like tryouts. We have them in Little League softball where I coach. They're not really tryouts, they're evaluations because everyone makes a team. They're trying to evenly stack the teams. This is something that's trying to do something completely different. This is an evaluation of these kids and they want to take the best, which is totally fine. I just don't know if that is that something you want to start doing in third grade, fourth grade. Is that?
Yeah.
You know?
And it's yes. And it's a little different too, like when it's not a club team. It's not like these are paid coaches and we're going to be real. This is like, these are dads that are still, it's still daddy ball.
Oh,
it's still.
Yeah.
And the league is a league where you can have as many teams as you want. So, but this particular group, like 30 people signed up that wanted to play tackle and there's 20, there were supposed to be 20 spots. So I think it would have made sense in retrospect to say, let's start recruiting more and see if we can make two teams.
100%.
And there's no reason this had to be done in May. Like, this isn't until the fall. So there might be kids even moving here in the summer, right? Like, there's, it played out poorly. It was planned poorly, but no parent stepped in and was like, I'm going to help and I'm going to start a flag team and I'm going to start a second team. I think because everyone's swamped, right? Like, no one, and this, the guy who did this is the football guy. Like, he's the dad that does the football. So the other dads fell in line and then all the kids fell in line. So everyone thought it was like one opportunity to play football. We all have to try out. I think had there been like, okay, there's going to be a flag group and there's going to be a tackle group and or even another tackle group, and this is how it's going to work, I think they would have had it like, they wouldn't have had 40 or whatever, 30 kids try out. So needless to say, the big news that I got when I went back and listened to us talking about this, Emily, I said, I was talking about how Ryder has been diagnosed with some stuff recently. One of those things is like kind of symptoms or characteristics of depression. I wouldn't say he's been diagnosed with depression, but he's hard on himself. He gets very angry at himself and others if whatever. He's going through a lot. And I told you, I said, yeah, he's depressed already. Maybe he won't even make the team. Then he'll be more depressed. I said that to you.
Okay, I don't remember that exact wording, but
I did. So this is all pointing towards the obvious. Ryder didn't make the team. And I got the news while we were in Hawaii. So the combine happened while we were in Hawaii. My stepdad had to go take him. All the other dads are there, you know, coaching up their kids and all that. And we weren't. And then the news came down that Friday while we were in Hawaii. So we got the news that Ryder didn't make this team. And only 6 boys. They took extra. They took 22 and 29 tried out. So that leaves 7. So 6 other boys also got this news on last Friday.
And it was really like, I actually just kind of thought he would make the team. So I wasn't really prepared for that. And I had arranged, because my mom was like, hey, I think he could really use a play date or something. Like, we're kind of, can you help? So I had arranged for him to have a play date Friday after school with two boys that are good friends that we love. And they're very good athletes. And of course, they were going to make the team. So I'm thinking, like, from Hawaii, they're all trying to plan, like, going to the beach or something. And I'm like, oh, God, like, he can't get this news somehow with these other boys from and all the boys talking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I have to do this the right way. So I called my stepdad, who is wonderful with him, and they're very similar personalities. And he said, okay, I'll go pick him up early from school and bring him home and you guys can call him. So that's what we ended up doing. So my stepdad went and got him early from school, and Ryder was kind of like, I have a play date. And he was like, oh, we'll just come home. And then we called him, gave him the news that he did not make this team, and he exploded. He freaked out. You know, it was terrible, as you can imagine, to somebody who's already as fragile as he is, telling him that, like, he's one of a few boys that he's not going to even get to play with all the boys he's played with for football all of these years. So, and we don't have a plan. Like, not only did you not make the team, but, like, I don't know what we're going to do or what you're going to do. But he loves football. If you ask him, he wants to be an NFL or an NBA player. So it was crushing, right? So it was just terrible. It was terrible to not be here. It was just a disaster. So, and, you know, you're trying to, like, have fun. And the couples were all kind of like, ooh, what do we do here? Like, the other couples, like, we're like, y'all just go on with your day. Like, we'll figure it out. So anyway, there's been a lot. It's been great to be home, but those last 2 days, I just wanted to be with him. I just wanted to get on a flight and come see him, because he was holed up. You know, he's playing his dumb Fortnite game. And I'm like, oh, good. You can go shoot people when you have hard feelings. That's a great thing. Like, but I didn't know what else to tell my parents to do with this situation for 2 days. So anyway, we made it home and we've talked through it a bit, and we've learned that there was a group that didn't even try out because they weren't going to play tackle. And then we've learned that there's others that are interested, and all the six that didn't make it, we're all teaming up and kind of figuring something out. The parents are emailing and we'll figure something out. It'll probably be flag for these boys, which I think is best for them anyways. So it's getting better and it's getting worked out, but it is a whole thing with all the parents right now, and people whose kids did make it feel terrible. It's a lot of my friends, right? So people are kind of calling me randomly and wanting to talk about it, and which is great, and I appreciate and I love. But it's just been like this whole extra thing in the craziness of the right. month and trying to finish school.
And that's the thing is, I remember when Henry got out of, like, when he was completely done with kids. Parents, his friend's parents, or even his parent coaching him, I was like, I mean, I couldn't wait for that day, because it doesn't matter. Listen, because all these guys that are coaching girls too, at the end of the day, you're still a human being. You still, you know, you favor, you know, in our case, we're way harder on our kids than we are when we coach other people's kids. Not everyone's like that. I mean, to the point where Hattie's like, you're ridiculous when I coach her in softball. And I'm like, I know, but you're my kid. So whatever. Anyway, I just remember when it was like, I cannot wait for Henry to be coached by, he doesn't have any coaches that are his friend's yes. parents or his dad or any, it's just people who, this is their job, because there is an inclination to, you know, if your best friend is trying out for this team that you're coaching, of course you're going to take that kid, I mean, over somebody else. I mean, I don't know. There's so much politics that are involved in youth sports.
Yes.
And listen, Henry plays travel ball, hasn't been coached by anyone in baseball in many, many years. There's still politics there, of course, but it's such a different vibe and a different feel whenever you get away from the daddy ball. It's a lot. Yeah. And I couldn't be more thrilled that Henry's done with it. And Hattie's close, like, her volleyball team is coached by not a parent. Her yeah. softball team is coached by me and another one, but, you know, so that's not going to happen, but she's got one more season of that. And then basketball, she's coached by someone who is not
a parent.
Yeah. And I think it's huge. Yeah. Listen, I applaud everyone who volunteers to coach their kids in a sport and other people's kids, like hats off. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, but it's also, it comes with baggage.
And this particular, like the four dads that made all these decisions and are coaching, like obviously their kids are on the team, right?
Well, yeah, that's a given, right?
I mean, that's a given, right?
Well, it's like
Ellie's like, well, should I have coached? You know, like, geez.
Listen, been there.
I mean, he's a professional coach. Like he would be great.
Yeah. But it's like in Little League, like those all-stars, like it's like they name the coach before they even name the all-star team. It's like, what, how do you know your kid's going to make the all-star team?
Exactly. I see what's happening here.
Is it just so happened that all the best athletes are coached by their dads? That's so weird. That's a crazy coincidence.
Yeah. This is not adding up.
But it's whatever.
It'll be fine. I think he'll be in a better spot in the end, but it's just been real one more difficult thing for a difficult year for our sweet boy.
I know.
So anyway, that was that. But along those lines, I mentioned that we've been going to a place called Braintopia because I'm not doing medication for him. And we're trying to figure out all this stuff that's like bogging him down a little bit with his brain. And it's been really good. And I just want to give them a shout out. He's had like four sessions now. He's going twice a week for 30 minutes and he literally sits there and watches a movie. That's all it is. They put some stuff on his head to where they can track his brain waves as he's watching the movie. And from there, it's like all over my head and I wouldn't be able to explain it properly, but they're training his brain to work through like the big spikes and emotion and this and that. They're calming it down. And it's been so great. They work with anybody from kids all the way to grandparents, anybody that is dealing with ADHD, anxiety, stress, depression, insomnia, memory issues.
Isn't that everyone at this point? Like, is there a person on the planet not suffering from at least one of those?
Right? I know. And it's safe. It's drug-free. And they reduce all of the symptoms. They're not going to, like, alleviate everything completely. But they reduce all the symptoms from it. And they train your brain. So it's non-invasive. It's drug-free. And it's called neurofeedback. They use biofeedback to teach the brain to produce, this is what it is, to teach the brain to produce healthier neural patterns of functioning. So it's very cool.
I can't wait to track his progress. I know you've been happy with it so far.
Yeah. So give them a call. Phone number 972-640-7022, or reach out to me if you have questions and I can connect you with the right people.
Okay. Awesome. Now keep us posted on sweet, sweet writer. And listen, third grade was not his grade. Fourth grade is going to be his grade.
Thank you. I love the positive vibe.
And I stand by my offer to coach his flag football team. And I just want to play that other team one time and we will shove it directly up their asses.
Oh, boy. I love it. Your text made me really happy. Emily said she would coach the shit out of them.
Coach the whiz out of those kids.
Yeah, in front of the cheerleaders.
I'll have Hattie and her friends go cheer. They'll have the old girls.
Yeah, we'll get some older girls. Get the private school girls over there.
It's
never a dull moment.
I know. This too shall pass. Shit that doesn't kill us only makes it stronger. But I don't know if those are lessons you necessarily want to learn in third grade. So Godspeed, writer. Godspeed. Right. Okay, let's get into a little sports scorts brought to us thanks to our sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito is 6 times distilled till it's just right, naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything, from the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys.
Beyond the bottle, Tito's has gained a reputation for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits around the world to serve its communities and to do good for our sweet dog friends. Make your next cocktail with Tito's and learn more at titosvodka.com. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. Thank you, Tito's.
And thanks to Tito's for having us out at
the CJ Cup Byron Nelson Classic. Or is it not the classic? I don't know if it's classic or not.
Just the CJ Cup Byron Nelson.
Yeah, it was a fun time that I had out there with the boys at the Dumb Zone. We missed you. I went a little rogue on the wireless mic. And
I loved it. I definitely was following along.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any calls from my primary employer, so they haven't said anything. So
we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah.
Sports Court's also brought to us by our friends over at Tylock, George Eye Care. Emily and I were both lucky enough to have our eyes fixed and saved by Tylock George Eye Care and the wonderful trusted ophthalmology experts there. They do offer 24 months interest-free financing. I'm not sure a lot of people realize that. If you are struggling with your eyeballs and seeing and your vision in any way, shape, or form, just give them a call. Tell them that you heard about them on the Mom Game. There is a Mom Game discount, and they do offer 24 months interest-free financing. You can schedule a free consultation at Tylock.com. That's Tylock.com. Mention the Mom Game for our special discount.
Yay, Tylock. Okay, Sports Courts. We talked a little bit about the Rangers just because we were there. They're doing better. They've had a really tough, their start to the season was against really, really good opposition, really good. And now they're getting to this point in the schedule where they can make up some ground. They've been hovering around 500 since the first week or two of the season. But I think they're kind of riding the ship offensively. They've got a new hitting coach in there in Brett Boone. So I think things are trending in the right direction. It's a long season. We're about a quarter of the way through it, which is crazy to think about. So Rangers are hanging in there. It's about to be, well, hopefully not for a while, but summertime, it's usually, it's pretty much the Rangers are not a whole lot else on. So hang in there with them. They're kind of leveling things off. Offense is starting to pick it up. Pitching has been lights out just as it has been the whole season. So keep an eye on them. Nothing too terribly exciting to report from the Rangers front. But it looks like, and I don't want to speak too soon, but we're at least going to have another 2 weeks of hockey.
I know. Totally crazy. So the Dallas Stars winning a big one at home on Tuesday night.
So we're taping on Wednesday this week.
Yeah.
And so game five is Thursday. So hopefully when people are listening they're like, we've already done, moved on, bitches.
Right. I know. Yeah. Because the Stars at this point leading the series against the Winnipeg Jets 3-1. And, they slayed the beast of Colorado. Like, they got through what could have been the toughest team that they're going to play in the playoffs in 7 games against Colorado. And I think that's the best way to do it. It's like, then you've learned so much. Like, besides the fact that they're probably physically beat down some because of that series, it's just if you can slay that dragon and if you can get that confidence and if you can know, like, man, if we can figure out the rest of this thing, the team that is like a thorn in our sides is already gone. Like, that's extra motivating. And I feel like that's a little bit of what's kind of helping them glide through this series a little easier than maybe people initially thought.
So it reminds me of, and granted, it's different timeline, but it reminds me of the Rangers World Series run in 2023. And I remember having conversations with Dave Raymond, and I wanted nothing to do with the Astros. I was like, I do not want to play the Astros. I don't want any part of them. They have owned us in the last decade. Like, I don't know. And Dave was like, bullshit. Yes, I want the Astros all day long.
Yeah.
And twice on Sundays. I was like, what? He was like, yeah. I mean, if we're gonna win this thing, let's go fucking win it. Like, let's, And so it almost felt like once we did win that series, and it was a 7-game series in the American League Championship, that, and not no disrespect to the Diamondbacks, but it was almost like everyone after that was like, and I don't think they thought that in the clubhouse, but they were like, okay, yeah, well, this is it. Like, we're going to go win the World Series because they, like you said, slayed that dragon. So it's different timing because that came in the, the ALCS, and for the Stars, it came in the first round. But I think it can change your whole mentality, especially after the Stars ended the regular season when we were all like, are you serious right now? Like,
yeah.
You were like almost one of the maybe second, third best team in the entire NHL, and you can't win a game for 2 weeks to end the regular season. Like, what in the actual hell is happening? And then they flipped the switch. Like you said, they beat Colorado and just playoff hockey. I know we keep saying it, but good God, it's so fun.
It's so, yeah, and I really want to go to a game because the atmosphere looks absolutely bananas. Like, bananas.
It's bananas. It's like, you know, you're at 100% of fan level the entire time. So there's like not much chilling, sitting down, any of that, especially if you've got a close, intense game that pulls the fans in even more. The Stars do a really wonderful job with their game presentation too, especially in the playoffs. And it is, it's so fun. I love this time of year when the city is really rallying around the Stars and everybody's talking about it. It was fun at our event last night. They put the goals up on the big screen at Globe Life Field.
Yeah, they would sound and everybody like, burr.
Yeah.
And they'd show the score and then they would do the bing bong.
Right. That was bong, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. But yeah, remember at the end of the season, I was saying, I was like, I think they're just like, they just have to have that mental, like, get through the regular season, get to the playoffs. And that's when shit goes down. That's when Jake Oettinger, like, can really help as the goaltender. Put a team on his back, and that's what he did in this last game with Winnipeg especially. He's been killing it.
And don't you think that that's why they're professional athletes and we're not? So we were all freaking out, maybe not you, but I was like, I mean, this thing ain't going nowhere. And I'm but they're like look, this is what we do. We know what we're doing. You know, coaching staff was trying to, you know, get guys some rest, try some different things out, which, you know, whatever. But I think that's probably like, you know, they're probably like, the guys in that room are like, y'all all need to chill the fuck out. We're the ones playing. Like, we got this. Don't worry. When it's time to go, we're going to go. And then the rest of us are just sitting at home on our couch, drinking our Coppola wine, questioning everything they're doing.
Man, so. The Stars, can they still play hockey?
They're terrible. They suck.
Yeah. It's great. And this team, what they have going for them is that they're really deep. And you've seen like two different people now in the playoffs have hat tricks.
Yes.
Like Mikael Granlund in this last game against Winnipeg with a hat trick. It's like some people are probably like, because he's like a fairly new player. Like, exactly. And that's what the playoffs is all about. It's like, you don't know who's going to step up and be the hero.
Isn't there one guy that was like the Blackwood guy? Like, he played three regular season games and like, come on up for the playoffs, bud. Like,
right. He had an overtime game winner, like in the against Colorado. And then you have Mikko Rantanen going freaking insane. Just the fact that
what a hero
he scored what eight consecutive goals or was a part of eight consecutive goals for the team. Like he was a and it was like it he was had like to wait 17 to kind of 19 turn it on. Yes, it was just crazy with another hat trick and then the first two goals of the next game. Right. So it was like five in a row or whatever. And he's just insane. And he used to play for Colorado. So that was so crazy to see him go so crazy against his old team. Yeah. But yeah, just my point being, it can be Mikael Granlund, it can be Blackwood, or it can be Mikko Rantanen. And now we're not even talking about like Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn. The Stars did also get Miro Heiskanen back finally. So he's going to help out a lot defensively for this team moving forward. He's our start. He's the best defenseman. Everything goes through Miro Heiskanen for this team. It helps your offense, helps obviously your defense. So they're in a really good spot right now. And I was just checking. It looks like the other series in the Western Conference between Vegas and Edmonton is 3-1 as well, with the Oilers leading that series. So that looks like it'll be Edmonton that we play, which will bring back all the bubble feelings for the Stars, because that's where they had to live for 66 days, I think it was, back when they were in the bubble during COVID. But that'll be amazing. And the Stars played them in the playoffs. I think it was last season too. So not to count our chickens before they hatch. We've seen 3-1 series leads dissipate because a team gets too high on themselves.
Yeah.
The Stars still have to win this series against Winnipeg, but yeah, I think that's when, especially, I really hope that happens. It was harder. I was traveling and everything else. I'm like, I'm ready to sit in front of the TV and like watch all these games and go insane too.
Yeah.
So go Stars.
Go Stars. Okay, let's get to a little bit of what's on your feed, brought to us by our friends at AGM. That is Audrey Dolan's Media. You've heard us talk about Audrey Dolan's Media for the last several months here on The Mom Game. She and her team have really taken us to the next level in terms of a marketing perspective. They help with influencer management, brand management, monetization, collaborations, influencer campaigns, content creation, photography, social media management, pretty much everything you could possibly want. Website design, they just designed a new beautiful website for us. Mm-hmm. There's pretty much nothing Audrey Dolan's Media can't do for you as far as branding yourself as an individual, an influencer, a company. She can do pretty much everything. We've seen it firsthand. So give Audrey a call. Tell her the Mom Game sent you. Visit her website. Audrey, is it Audrey? I need to write this down. AudreyDollins.com. AudreyDollinsMedia.com.
Yeah, I believe that's it.
AudreyDollins.com. Or search her up, Audrey Dolan's Media, ADM. On all your social channels, you can get a taste of what they're doing. So shout out to Audrey and her team for taking such good care of us here on The Mom Game. Okay, so I put this story in that Jasmine put in our tackle box. And I don't even really know if we need to discuss it because we kind of pretty much did right at the top of the show, but we do have some scientific.
We've got stats.
We've got some numbers behind it. And the headline is May the worst month of the year to be a parent? And I don't need to read any more, but I'll just tell you, yes, it is. Uh-huh. So it says, according to a new poll, the hardest time of the year for a lot of parents is actually right now, the lead up to summer. 35% said the end of the school year is harder than back to school season is. And 40% said the same thing about spring, fall, and winter break. So basically it's all the things. It's all the end of the year activities, also to prepping for what in the hell are we going to do all summer long. So it's all those things coming together, you know, to kind of send us all into a tizzy. But yes, we are not alone, Julie. Parents agree with us that May is probably the hardest month to parent. But
yes, I think
they did provide this caveat at the end. It doesn't get much easier in June or July either. Summer might be the best time of year for kids, but not for parents. A third of parents polled said they probably won't have a single stress-free day this summer. And I think that goes back to the age of your kids, right? Because you're still at that age where you feel like they need to be occupied. They have a hard time occupying themselves. So you're lining up camps and, you know, different types of things. Whereas like my kids are old enough to where I'll let them sleep in. And then I'm like, here's a list of shit you've got to get done today. And then after that, go do what you want. You know, you can have X amount of time on your devices, but, you know, it'll be a very rough, like laid out plan of, and that'll be kind of our routine. Is you sleep in as late as you want,
amazing.
Do your shit, and then go do what you want, but it's not going to be posted up on your phone or playing video games all day. There has to be a balance.
Yeah.
So whether it's go swimming or go fishing, whatever. But that's my plan for the summer.
Yeah.
Each one of them have an overnight camp they're going to. But also, too, that's not something I could have done even 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, now this is just where we are with my, you know, the age of my kids.
Are they doing Ozark again? Isn't that what they did?
So Henry's doing Ozark. He loved it.
We did.
So sportsy, like, and he was all over it. And then Hattie wanted to go back to Hawani. And I think it kind of surprised me because it was just too big for her. And like at Hawani, like, it's a small camp. Everyone knows everyone pretty much. She knows all the counselors. They all know her. She's kind of big fish, small pond there. And I think she loves that. And so they both of my kids felt bad because the camps are at separate times. Henry can take a bus. Hattie cannot. So it's a lot of, you know, whatever. But Henry, I don't think this might be the last year he does overnight camp because he may be playing baseball next summer. I don't know. Going into high school. So this could be his last. I was like, no, bud, do go if you pick, you know. So, and then Hattie, you know, was like, no, Mom, I'll go back to Ozark. And then, you know, I was like, no, just go to what, I mean, if we're going to send you to camp and pay the money to do it, like, I want you to want to be.
Go where you want and feel comfortable. And
So that means we're going to be for an entire month in the summer, we're going to be a one kid home because Hattie will go to camp. And then she'll get home and the next day Henry will go to camp.
So there won't be, so you won't have no kids.
We won't have no kids.
But that might be nice to get that time with just one of them.
100%. And I think I would have manipulated it more if they were younger, right? And if they weren't so easy now to where it's like, you know, it's not like I have to, it's like, oh, now I still have a child to take care of. Like they pretty much take care of themselves. So,
right. Plus you've like already organized all of your paint. You've already done the weeds. You've already done the pressure washer.
Weeds grow.
Weeds grow. But if both kids were gone for a week or 2 weeks,
I don't know. I think you like, I think it's good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you saying that.
I think it's good for you to have a little baby around.
Yeah.
Big baby. Big baby.
Yeah. So that's we're not alone.
That's fun. Yeah. And I'm like such a last minute, no way person with camps and planning and everything. No way. So I'm just like, now here we are 2 weeks out and I'm like, oh crap. Like I've got my kids in 2 camps each, which are the sports camps at the high school, which are 2.5 hours. Like that's pretty much it.
No.
So.
Okay. And you know what? And that's the thing is that's what a lot of moms get upset about. And I was in the same boat. Like, dude, if we're going to have a camp, let's have a camp. Let's go.
Right. Right. Let's make a day of it.
Let's go 9 to 3 at least.
Right.
You know,
I know it's hard because you've got the working moms who want that. And then you've got a lot of moms who just put their kids in camps to have a little break.
Yeah.
And like for shits and giggles, essentially, and like do fun stuff with your friends. And then you have the moms that are like, I need childcare. So it's like, you know, I think it's good, but to have the option for half day, but I like to mix in some full days too.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure that out. But yeah, May is absolutely insane in so many reasons. I think too, you're also doing like the end of year stuff for teachers and you want to get gifts. And then like our teachers, I'm a room mom this year, which was proved to be wonderful because I had to be so close with Ryder's teacher because of all of the things that we discovered about him this year.
Yeah.
That said, I don't know. It's a lot. It's kind of, I don't know that I was good at it, but you were doing like, it was their birthday. So we had the birthday collection and then we had end of year collection and then you've got field day coming up and then we're doing a treat your teachers to a free recess day to where the teachers don't have to go outside. So like Friday, I'm going to go monitor both kids' recesses, which I'm really excited about actually. So there's just a lot. And we talk about how much it is for parents and it's, can you imagine being a teacher in May?
Oh, no.
And just like all these kids that all they want to do is be out for the summer.
Yes.
And,
no.
You know,
all the way
I
out.
Did send a little room mom like note that maybe people didn't ask for, but I was giving like a couple things they needed to know. And then at the end, because our kids are doing, Anna has her own dress up days. Ryder has his own dress up days. And then for Teacher Appreciation Week, which was last week while I was out of town, there were the school dress up days. So there's like all these things. Today, Ryder brought a game. Yesterday, he brought a stuffy. Yesterday, Anna was in pajamas. Like, it's a lot. But I did put a little note in to my class. I was like, I know all of these things are a lot, but I think that it really means a lot to these kids and the teachers to like have something to hang on to, like,
well,
get excited about. Like, bring a game today.
You bring
it's
a really
not
good,
another yeah, day.
You bring up a really you know? Good point. Like, and I was thinking about this today because Hattie's got like, you know, 6 more days of elementary school and then she's done. And then pretty much that stuff really stops. Like,
yeah.
There's no, I mean, there's some stuff here and there that's sprinkled in, at least where we are, that like in 6th grade, there'll be a little bit of stuff. And then 7th grade, hardly any, you know. And so it's like, I need to stop bitching about, you know, the Teacher Appreciation Week or Hoke Week dress up. It's not like I'm bitching about them, but it's just like, oh, so just another thing. But then it's like, try to remember when that was such a big deal when I was her age. And
yeah.
This shit's not going to last forever. And so, you know what, Emily? Suck it up, Buttercup. You know, stop your bitching. Send the Venmo. There are room moms and other volunteers that are doing way fucking more than you. So take a step back. Take a deep breath. Shut the hell up and just do whatever is asked of you. And so that's what I'm trying to do that. I don't know that I'm succeeding, yeah. But it's like, this isn't going to last forever. And I don't need to be a curmudgeon and yeah, it's so much to do. And it's, yeah,
right.
I'm like not even doing shit. I'm like hitting send on a Venmo app and
exactly,
you know, picking up a coffee at Starbucks, like get over
none
yourself.
Of it's life or death either. Like if the kid forgets to wear their pajamas on jammy day, like no big deal.
Right.
I'm sure it's not the end of the world. None of it is, but it does give them, like for mine, it gives them something to get excited about when they're getting ready for school. Yeah. It's like, oh, don't forget to bring your stuffy today. Like my son was excited to bring a little stuffed dog to school yesterday. And I love that. That's a thing,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I think it helps the teachers too. Cause yeah.
And they don't stay.
Well.
Yeah. And these kids don't stay young forever. Lord knows.
They don't.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not always going to be there. This isn't something you have to do for the rest of your life. So, and listen, I'm talking directly to myself. So anyway,
yeah.
But it's almost there. Light at the end of the tent. Like literally when we record next week, we're going to be like down to like 2 days of school left. When our show airs next week, school will be out.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It is.
And then the day after school ends is Anna's birthday. Planning her birthday party too. Do y'all want to come? We've gotten a lot of RSVP no's because of Memorial Day. So everybody's invited.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Everybody's invited. No, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I'll send you the e-book.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's do a little news desk before we say sayonara so I can get to Henry's awards presentation.
Yes, we're talking about summer and looking for things to do with your family and your kids. And we were also at Globe Life Field just last night, and it was one of the first hot days, and it felt so nice to walk in there and have that air conditioning. Emily, of course, knows all about that. So the point of both of my stories is when you're looking for something to do with the family and it's hot outside, don't sleep on the Phillips 66 Big 12 baseball championship game, especially if you have a kid that loves baseball or softball. This is perfect. It is returning to Globe Life Field on May 21st through 25th, coming up here very soon. You can catch the action as the top teams battle it out in Arlington for the conference crown. So this is baseball that means a lot to these teams, and you're going to see some good games. Tickets are on sale now at globelifefield.com/Big 12, and stay tuned to the Mom Game social channels because I think we will be doing some ticket giveaways for that as well.
Yeah, it's always a good time. And now the weather's heating up rapidly. Being inside Globe Life Field and that 72 degrees of air conditioning feels so very nice. Okay, so this is another story Jasmine put in our tackle box that I thought was hilarious. There's a new Hollywood condition called Ozempic mouth. So a new way to tell if a celebrity is taking Ozempic or a similar drug is all in the mouth. A cosmetic dermatologist named Dr. Michelle Green says stars like Whoopi Goldberg, Sharon Osbourne, and Rebel Wilson are showing signs of Ozempic mouth. Quote, many users of Ozempic who I know report noticeable volume loss in the face, which can result in the formation of fine lines, wrinkles, sagging skin, and jowls around the mouth. This volume loss can also worsen the appearance of existing fine lines, wrinkles, and skin laxity, contributing to a more aged smile and overall look. So is it necessarily Ozempic mouth, or is it just I lost a lot of fucking weight mouth?
I think that, like, as I'm reading it, I think that's what it is.
I mean, does it have to be Ozempic? Because, I mean, I feel like if you were kind of, you know, if you've lost 30, 40 pounds, all of a sudden shit's going to be sagging that wasn't sagging before because there's nothing to fill up that skin you done.
Yeah, have. And I think that's basically what it's saying. So maybe when it happens drastically, like, people look really different.
Yeah.
You're losing a lot of weight really quick with these drugs.
Have you seen some people, like, where you could tell, you're like, oh, they're 100%. They have to be on Ozempic. Like,
So many.
And no judgment. I have friends that are on Ozempic. I'm not saying 5 years from now, my mama might need some Ozempic. I don't know. Zero judgment. But it is alarming, like, not even alarming, but you're just like, whoa. Like,
I saw this one girl on social media
that I followed, and she's a very healthy looking woman. Like, she's had a couple of kids. She's beautiful. And then it was like, I hadn't seen anything of hers that she had posted. And then all of a sudden I saw her and I was like, oh, wow. And I'm like, she looks great, but I thought she looked great before. It's just always stunning when you see, like, a sudden change. Like that.
Yes. And I've asked other people this. I'm like, how do they want us to respond? Like, when someone looks like a total different human within 2 months,
right?
Like, someone who's lost a lot of weight on Ozempic, please tell us. What do we say?
I think you look great. Or
because they've obviously know, like, they've been wanting people to notice, or else, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. But I had a guy walk up to me the other day that had lost a bunch of weight, and I literally didn't recognize him because his face shape was different. Like, and part of his kind of personality is being jovial, like, guy. And I feel like he's turned into a different person, like, with the weight loss. But I couldn't help but be like, oh my gosh, you look so different.
That's what, like, people.
And then he walked away and I was like, oh.
Did you ever do that with, like, people who would be like, you look so different on TV? And you're like, what is that supposed to mean exactly? Like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Or like, oh, wow, I thought you were so much, like, smaller on, you look so much smaller on TV. And I'm like, don't tell me that. Or, like,
what did you just,
I don't know.
That?
To where it's like,
it's probably the wrong thing to say anything unless it's just like, you look
great. So you
great.
Just ignore
I think it's
a
simple.
It? Yeah, you look great.
I think you're, but when, yeah, but I was like,
I was like, you look who up on God. Like, I had like a panic, like, because I didn't.
Okay.
When I realized who it was, I was like, I panicked because I was like, are you okay? Like, it was what not to say to somebody who's lost so much weight.
That reminds me of a story. So I was at the ballpark one night working. And this guy, I mean, I grew up in Plainview. I graduated with like 200 and something people. It's not a big town, one high school, whatever. So I see this guy as I'm on my way to the bathroom, and he comes up to me and he's like, hey, Emily, what's going on? And I was like, you know, I meet a lot of people and sometimes I just pretend. Like, I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? And he was like, you don't recognize me. And I'm like, sure. And he's like, no, you don't. And I'm like, okay, I don't. And he's like, it's Andy. And I was like, he was like, from Plainview.
Give me more.
He goes, Andy Harder. And I go, oh my God, you don't have any hair. He's totally bald. I swear to God. I couldn't stop the words from coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And this was one of my good friends in high school. Like, he was a super cool dude. He had a twin brother named Jordan I dated off and on. Anyway, Andy, the Harder boys were great, great people. Like, I considered them friends. I just have lost touch with them. And so when he said it's Andy Harder, I literally couldn't stop myself. I was like, oh my God, you don't have any hair. And he was like, and he's a smart ass too, which I love. And he was like, oh, great observation. Yeah, good one. And I'm like, oh, sorry, Andy. And I was like, of course I know you. And his friend was like, oh, he tried to say he went to high school with you. I was like, yes. I was like, we host, like, you know how many times we played poker after school at my apartment, like, that we lived in my senior year? Like, please, yes, I know this guy. And then I was
like, oh my gosh, that's when you're just like, oh, because you accidentally say what you're thinking.
I couldn't stop.
Like,
I was like, I'm sorry, Andy. And he was like, dude, it's okay. Like, he's a super chill guy. Great dude. It's just, I never.
Next time that happens.
It's when you go, when you go from, like, I hadn't seen him in so long. So last time I saw him, obviously he had like a full head of hair. And it probably had been 20 years. And so he's, you know, we both changed a little bit. And then you take an entire head of hair out of the equation. And I'm like, I feel like I got a little bit of an excuse here. But yeah, it was funny.
Oh my gosh.
It was super funny.
That's when you can say one of the things we've taught Ryder to say, Emily.
Do tell.
You can say, I'm so sorry. My mouth got ahead of my brain.
Okay. Should I get that tattooed above on my forehead?
Yes. It's a good lesson for all of us. Okay, don't let your mouth get ahead of your brain.
Okay, write that down in your notes for your show description.
Okay.
Don't let your mouth get ahead of your brain. okay, next week we are back together in studio. Hopefully I won't have a May mom moment.
It'll be our last week of kids in school, so we should be in studio.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. It'll be fun.
Shit will get weird after that.
Shit will get real weird.
But
yeah. So Godspeed to all the moms out there, and dads, parents, humans,
everyone. Yes, moms, dads, all the humans.
Good vibes for everyone. Don't want to leave anyone out. But yeah, don't forget to mark your calendars for May 29th. Thanks to everyone who came out to the event at Hearsay in Arlington and went with us to the Ranger game. This week it was super fun.
It was. Yeah,
we will. We'll see you next week. Can't wait to see what we get into in the next 7 days, Julie. We will meet.
I know. Things will be crazy.
They will.
Things will be crazy.
They always are. Okay. Well, be good, honey. Okay. Love you. Hang in there. Godspeed to everyone.
Love you too. Thanks for your support.
Mom game out.
Mom game out.
Thanks for your support.